I'd like to discuss a simple idea tonight. That's a beautiful idiom that I saw, Chachma Bagoyim. I think I saw this in a Reader's Digest. The opposite of speaking for most people isn't listening, but it's waiting. The koach hashmiya, the power of being able to truly listen, is something that is very much lost in our generation, and is such a fundamental idea in Torah and Avodas Hashem, both bein adam l'makom and bein adam l'chaveiro, that's something that's worth 10 minutes of us thinking about. But it's not only an idiom. Rashi HaKadosh in Perek Lamed Zayin in Bereishis, Pasuk Chav Zayin, points out that the word Shmia could mean different things in the Torah HaKadosha. Rashi points out, there the Pasuk says, Vayishmu Echav, that the brothers listened and understood each other to sell Yosef at Tzadik. Rashi says, Vikiblu Mina. There are times that Shmiya means listens, where a person really internalizes and understands the other individual's ideas. However, Rashi points out that there are other times when people listen, but they're not listening at all. They don't internalize what's being said. And the first example that Rashi gives, in the contrast, he points out the Targum translates them differently. Kigon Vayishmu es kol Hashem Elokim mishalech bagan. Adam and Chava, after the Aver de Isadas, they hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu going about. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches. Vayishmu es kol Hashem Elokim mishalech bagan l'ruach hayom. Vayischa be'odom v'yishto m'pnei Hashem Elokim. They hide. Vayikro Hashem Elokim odom v'yom elo ayeka. You can't get a further sarcasm than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ayeka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where are you? You're playing hide and seek with me. I made you hear me. You weren't listening. Ayeka, where are you now? In other words, Rashi is explaining that there's a time HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us messages. There's times that people say something to us and we miss the entire point. Ayeka. Where are you? You're not listening. This midah of being able to listen is so nadir, it's so unique today, that one of my best talmidim asked me to write him a letter of recommendation. And the nekuda that I emphasize most in the letter of recommendation is that he has the koach, he has the ability to really be able to listen and hear what someone else is saying. Why is it so hard? Why is it that the Reader's Digest says that most people, when they hear someone else talking, they're waiting as opposed to actually listening? So there are three things, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, that we need to emphasize. And I think that propels us at the core of listening to Musar and Bein Adam L'Makom as well. In this week's Parsha, it says that Paro and his officers went chasing after Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, Kilev echad v'ish echad. They had a mission, they went together. That's striking, because in a couple of parashios, Rashi is going to say, Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha'ar, ki ish echad v'lev echad. One of the keys in being able to truly listen and to be able to empathize, and to truly listen and to be able to internalize what our Rabbeim are teaching us, is the first step. How are we starting? Are we starting with the hanacha that if the Rebbe is coming to me, b'lev echad, if I agree with all the things that he is, if the person that's speaking to me has the same type of yarmulke as me, so then in such a case, I'm going to listen. And all Jews are guilty of this. Every single one, all yarmulkes are guilty of this. Then, of course, a person who this is his mindset, then he's not going to get anywhere. Klal Yisrael's Midah, at our pinnacle, is the Hanochi is Ki Ish Echad. We're Ish Echad, even if it doesn't necessarily seem that our mission is entirely the same. That's number one. Just because I'm not convinced that it's Belev Echad, if a human being is speaking and he's speaking sincerely, then I've got to listen. Number two, and here we get to listening vis-a-vis Shalom Bayis. I like to describe to the Avreichim in Grus that it's not uncommon to have the following phenomenon: a sincere husband and a crying wife. An example. Woman comes home, she has a tough day. She tells her husband that the fellow that he had asked to take her to work had shown up late. And then she begins to tell him of everything else. She came late, and then this happened, and that happened, and that happened. And because of that, she came late to pick up their child, and the child was crying, and for that reason she wasn't able to go shopping, etc., etc. As she's describing the middle of her day, the husband says, I have to call him. It's not right. I'm even paying him. He turns around to call, and all of a sudden, he hears her sobbing. What did the man do that was wrong? What was wrong was, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Women want to feel, I'm not talking yet, Yirtzeh Hashem when it's Nogeya L'maisa, but women want to feel that they are being heard and understood. The husband is in a mode, men, John Gray, Jim Gray describes, men, their mode is they try to solve problems. It means you and I often have a tough time communicating with each other. Girls are much better in communicating with each other. But men, this is one of their struggles. Rabosai, before we begin to put on our solving caps, to be able to really, really listen, is a tremendous, tremendous avoda. I've emphasized in the past that Rogerian psychology, you have psychologists who make $500, $600 an hour. If you watch tapes of those therapists, you know what they do? They simply repeat what the clients say. And people who have no one in their lives that are listening to them, those people are willing to pay hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars to have someone to repeat back to them what they're saying. Why? Because to be heard and understood is something that's very, very special. If you reach that madrega, then maybe you could begin to start thinking about listening with chachma. They say a beautiful story that the Beis Halevi, when he was Rav in Slutsk, if I'm not mistaken, he had a shaila right before Pesach. Someone came to him and asked him, Rebbe, what's the halacha about using milk for the dalit kosos? So the Beis Halevi answered what he answered, and then he told his wife, please give me, let's say, the equivalent of $1,000 to give them for Pesach. So she said, I understand, my dear husband, wine costs $50, $60, but $1,000? So the Beis Halevi, my dear Rebbetzin, did you really think about what was behind that shaila? If he wants to use milk, and he's not asking me about meat, milk and meat, it's a siman they have absolutely no meat for Pesach. That's a gadol b'Torah, b'chachma, that's listening. But how many of us who even know the halacha, when we hear the shaila, because we're all running, how many of us really, really think about what's behind what people are saying? And I both say I'm going to be tough on myself and tough on you. Baruch Hashem, after I started doing this in the Beis Medrash, I got a positive response from the Talmidim and Avreichim. There are also people who've listened on the internet. This is the way of keeping in touch with Talmidim that we're very far away from. But sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I wonder when a Rebbe gets up and gives Musar, sometimes I wonder how much of the Musar really, really sticks for an extended period of time. In Eretz Yisrael particularly, we have a very big problem. In the beautiful competition of the yeshivas, someone coined that learning in yeshivas today and teaching in yeshivas today is described, it's a beautiful word. It's very, very much hits on it. It's edutainment. It's a little bit of education and a little bit or a lot of bit of entertainment. I remember as a Talmud of the great Magid Shir of Yisrael Reisman, I was close to him when I was in Tar Vadas. I remember I would also go to his Navi Shurim, where you have to listen to the Shurim. They're absolutely fantastic and beautiful. And he's also a little bit funny. I remember time after time again, as we would walk out of the Shurim, and it took a time because the place was so crowded, there were lines and lines of people. I would listen to the conversations of people as they were leaving. And most of the time, what did they discuss? They discussed my great Rebbe's jokes from the shir. That was what they were doing chazar on. They were talking about the jokes. So no jokes tonight. Because, Rabotai, so much of what's happened today when it comes to Musar and so much to what Rabbeim have presented has been turned into getting a high or getting something fun out of a speech. Chazal say, what a Shifcha saw at Kriyas Yamsuf, Yecheskel HaNovi didn't see. Frech to Chaim Shmuel Levitz, if that's so, Masharo Shifcha Bayom, how could it possibly be that she was still a Shifcha? Why is it that she didn't reach the Madregas of Yecheskel when it came to Nevuah? And Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz says beautifully. He says, because even if a person goes through an amazing spiritual experience, he goes through a great Israel experience in Kollel, he goes through a great Israel experience in Shana Aleph and Shana Beth. But at the end of the day, it just remains an experience. And there was no preparation before, and there was no chazara afterwards. So then you could have the highest spiritual experience, and in the end, comes a year or two later, in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, in Lander College, in an Ivy League school, wherever it might be, the person's going to go back to the exact same place that they were before. It's not enough for us to be hearing nice things from our Rabbein. It's not enough for us to be having amazing chugim and amazing nigunim. But Rabosai, we have to ask ourselves, are we really, really internalizing what's being said? Are we doing chazara? Are we being meichin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya. That our experience in Eretz Yisrael, one of the words that I disdain the most, is Israel experience, because it has the connotation exactly of Masharo Shifcha Bayam. That this can't be only an Israel experience. That a person really, really has to do a chazara both before, he has to prepare himself before, and has to do a chazara afterwards of what exactly they've experienced. And the litmus test of it is, as the Ramban that we spoke about a few weeks ago in the Igeres says, person has to ask himself before he gets up, what is it in myself that I'm going to change after I've learned this, after I've experienced this Shabbat, after I've seen what I saw? How is it going to make a change in me? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, that what we hear, we should really understand, and what we learn, we should truly, truly grow from.